Psalm 125. Those who trust in the Lord will be like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from now on and forever. Well, when you go to Jerusalem, there aren't huge mountains all around it. There are hills around it, but they're not huge mountains. And so it is with the presence of God around us. It's not like huge and visible and obvious, but it's there. For the rod of the wicked will not rest upon the righteous to the point that the righteous put forth their hands to sin. Now that's similar to what Paul says in Corinthians, that God will not allow us to be tested more than we're able to bear, but he will give us a way of escape. And so it says here that the rod of the wicked, what wicked people do to us, will not be so heavy upon us that we are forced to put out our hands and sin. So every sin we commit is our fault. We can't just say, I was just human. We've got to take full guilt for our sin and fully believe that God totally deals with that in Jesus. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, unto those who are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord will lead them forth with the sinners, but peace will be upon Israel. So it's being upright in your heart. It's thinking the right thing. It's being spiritually minded. And that's why Paul puts it in a different way when he says, if any man doesn't have the Spirit of Christ, that is, to be upright in your heart, to be spiritually minded, he doesn't belong to Christ. That's how important it is as to what we think about.